have they not been in business very long? Did they just, you know, open the doors and throw their name on the thing? And because I want to feel like I'm somewhere established.
All of your dental implant questions answered by real patients in this 5-part limited series. From pain, surgery, to even finances, dental implant patients tell all. This is the Nuvia Podcast, Series 1, Episode 2.
They went over all that with me, and they said, you know, with everything that was going on at the time, it was hard to get, they opened this facility up. They had other facilities all around the country and explained to me why. So that was kind of setting me at ease there. We went back, and they took this really cool x-ray of my noggin. They show me these x-rays, and I'm going, nobody else did that. Then they measure. Like, they got inside there and measured everything. And I was like, nobody else did that either. Then they were taking, like little pictures of my teeth and the way I smiled, the way my mouth set. Nobody had done that. And I was like, wow, these people are actually legit. So then I'm thinking, they're doing the freaking Lamborghini of teeth. So Sharana, I wasn't really sure if I was going to be a candidate, just like you were wondering and stuff. Mm-hmm. The cost and things like that. You had the same feelings and the same thought process and stuff?
Oh, absolutely. I even sat down with my husband and I was like, I don't know if this is going to be in our budget, but I just knew I was going to make a way. Mm-hmm. But when I walked to the back and I went through the consultation process and they explained all the process of the, you know, the teeth and what they were made of, and I'm hearing this process, and then she goes, well, you are a candidate. And from there, actually, Ricky, I think I stopped hearing anything. Everything was like, womp, womp, womp. And I just started bawling with tears and emotions. And I have to get myself together because I was like, oh my God, this is really gonna happen. Like, I'm doing this. So from there, again, procrastinator. They was like, when can we get you in? I need to do this immediately. So that's pretty much how my journey started, and my consultation and all the staff, the doctors, everyone just made me feel at home, like family.
Like family.
Absolutely. What was your experience?
I go in there to the room with the guy, and he told me, he says, you know what? Your front teeth right here, mm-hmm. on the top, those look pretty good. You could probably save those. You know, and he starts talking to me about stuff, and I was like, he doesn't care if he makes any money on me at all. He's only interested in what's best for me.
Absolutely.
And I was like, he's willing to send me somewhere else if I want to, and me go a different route if that's what's best for me. Right then and there, I was like, wow, that's impressive. And I said, you know what? I want to do what's going to be the longest lasting thing for me that's going to benefit my health. Because I was sick all the time. For the past 2 or 3 years, I would get up, didn't know what was wrong. They thought I might have had more cancer again. And somebody goes, have you ever thought it might be your teeth? And I said, no, not because my teeth were bad. And I said, no, not really. Well, the second they did my surgery, I could tell. And it's been 6 months, and I haven't gotten sick one single time, haven't gotten gout or anything like
That's good.
And they're like, it affects your whole body.
Yep.
So not just your appearance and your confidence and stuff, but your health is so important.
That is so true.
So that's my expectations were totally here from what I got here.
Did you know what the average price for implants was, and were you shocked by the price?
You know what? I actually did not know what the average price was, and I'd been to so many different places from here to way up here. And I was more concerned about if it was gonna hurt or not. And as far as the physical part of it, not the hurting of the budget part of it. It was one of those things that that's probably why I waited so long. I kept procrastinating, as you said earlier, that you procrastinated a lot. That was probably one of the reasons why I procrastinated so much, was because I wasn't at that point, that place,
right,
to say, I'm ready to spend, to invest in myself,
exactly,
this kind of money.
I get it. I'm about the same. Shocked. At the time, I couldn't say I was shocked, because I was still overwhelmed just hearing that I was a candidate. So when I got home and my husband started questioning me about pricing, and then that's when I really started realizing, like, can I afford this? Maybe this is a little bit too much for me. But then when I thought about the conversation that I had during the consultation, all the different options that were available for me. So that kind of gave me a little ease of comfort and a peace of mind that I can do this.
So was Nuvia the first place you went to get?
Absolutely, it definitely was.
So you didn't check any other place on what their costs were?
I had never researched it, because my mindset was I couldn't afford it.
So on my end of the cost, I had some places that were a little cheaper, and I had some places that were a lot more expensive. So, and whenever I went to Nuvia, I was expecting them to be even more than the places that were more expensive, due to how they package everything, due to how they present themselves.
Right.
You know, so I was going, I'm not going to be able to afford this place, but I might as well go check it out. And I was pleasantly surprised. It wasn't money that I wanted to spend, but as time went on, it became money that I needed to spend.
Exactly.
Because I'd like to be here a lot longer hanging out. Plus, I'd have never met you.
Oh. So. Exactly, and I agree. Definitely pleasure meeting you as always. And I'm sitting here just kind of listening to you. And I was thinking, that weekend before it was time for my surgery, I was in a car accident, totaled out my car. And all I could hear my mom say, well, are you still going to do it? Is it still going to be in the budget? Because now I have to get a new car. I had already had my mindset ready that I was going to go through this process. I'm stopped, you know, with the Amazon shopping. I have even made a decision that I'm going into my 401k if I have to, but I was going to do this. But
right. Because you can talk yourself out of it.
Exactly.
There's a million reasons why not
exactly
to do it. Once I was in the smile design appointment, we went through the pricing and what was going to go on. And, you know, whenever I got home, it was tough. They gave me the little folder, and I got home and I said, it's time to talk, to have that talk.
Absolutely, the talk.
You know, and if whoever's out there watching this, they should know what you're talking about whenever it's time to have that talk. How was your experience with your talk? Were you nervous? Were you, did you know that your husband was gonna be supportive? Because that's important.
Absolutely.
Whenever you're talking about this kind of investment, you want them to be supportive, because it's going to make it easier on you.
I'm glad you asked me that, because I was thinking to myself, am I being selfish that I'm going to invest into myself like this? I'm always doing for everyone else, whether it's my husband or the kids. So I was saying to myself.
And that's natural.
Exactly.
So
actually, my husband was very supportive, because he knew that this was something that I actually had been dealing with, and as far as it was kind of hindering me and a little, of course, depressing for me. So
right.
He was like, well, babe, if that's what you want to do, do what makes you happy. And from there, I was like, let's do this. Let's see, you know,
that's how
this works out.
Whenever I was talking to my wife, she had the same reaction. She's like, you know, this is about you. And it really helped me, because a guy I know, he went and had this done through Nuvia also, and he had seen me in one of the videos. And his concept was, his whole thought, his worry process was, he was used to spending money on everything else, not himself. And he was talking about his wife. And I told him, I said, you know what? This investment that you're going to make, she's going to live with the better you, the you
right.
that she wants you to be, you know, and because that's how I had to look at it, that who wants to be with the grumpy guy with not smiling and looks like he's always in a bad mood
right.
and just is unhappy due to something like your teeth. And you take them for granted until you don't have them.
Absolutely.
So it made a big difference with the support from them, and when you're going over the price, that that they were there to say, hey, mm-hmm. it's going to be all right.
I just made a decision. I said, one day I'm going to get my smile back. And whatever it took, I was going to do it. And that's just kind of where I was.
I was to that point where I was going, okay, how long can these teeth on the in the front,
mm-hmm.
how many years can I get out of these teeth in the front? Can I make it till I'm an old man and I'm not going to care if I had any teeth?
Right.
And of course, unfortunately, that didn't happen. So, but that's why we're here today.
Absolutely.
And now I'm glad it didn't happen because it changed
Definitely.
My life.
That's
but
awesome.
I did have those thoughts of, well, can I get to this age to where I'm not going to care? But, you know, it doesn't work that way because you put a lot more wear and tear on what you got left.
That's true.
When they're the only thing in your mouth that's chewing the food and things like that. So walk me through your smile design appointment and tell me when it became real for you.
When they called me to the back, and I remember the machine, standing in front of the machine and it's zooming around my head. And I was like, okay, this is pretty cool. Okay. And then when I got through and they were showing me, you know, my teeth and the different things that were going on with my teeth and what would be a good fit for me. And I was like, okay. But when they showed me the pictures of what I would look like with my teeth in, how cool was that?
Yes.
That's when I knew it was real. And I was like, they can help me. And I'm excited and I'm ready just to see the before of what I was dealing with the bad teeth, and then to see the picture after, I was like, come on, this can't be real. I want to see this Sharonda again. But that's when it became real to me, when I saw it, the actual photo.
Wow. I remember getting that same photo, and I was taking a picture of it with my phone and sending it to everybody, you know?
I didn't think about that. Okay.
I was like, cool. Look at me, you know?
Great.
Because my biggest deal was I wanted it to look natural.
Exactly.
You know, we went through that same thing with that machine and everything, and got in there and did all that stuff. And I was like, okay, this is pretty cool. And they showed me the little picture like mm-hmm. they showed you. And I was like, wow.
Yeah.
That's what I could look like.
Exactly.
Because I'd never seen myself that way before.
Exactly.
And the best thing about that whole thing is I thought that picture looked pretty cool. It doesn't even compare to the real.
Right.
To the real deal of what's going on whenever they actually put that prosthetic in.
I was sitting there thinking, now that you're speaking, Rick, I was like, so y'all can actually make me look like this. I was like, because all the horror stories, I don't know if you've seen other places or heard bad stories. I was like, no, I'm going to come out of here and my teeth are going to look like horse teeth. And I was like, no, no, no. I was like, but if you can make me look like that, I'm ready.
So on that point, did you know you were moving forward when you were there or after you went and discussed it with your family and stuff?
No. Once I heard that I was a candidate, I was moving forward. I just needed to convince my better half that we were moving forward. But yes, I knew.
Whenever I realized that the guy there and the girl behind the desk actually cared. I wasn't a number. I wasn't a denture you were going to stick in my mouth. I was somebody they cared about. They wanted what was best for me, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Whether it had anything to do with them or Nuvia, the Nuvia brand or anything, they wanted what was best for me. And whenever I see that, I was like, wow. So I got out to my truck and first thing I did was call. And I said, hey, this is what's going on. What do you think? And she's like, is that what you want to do? Is this the place you want to be at? And I said, it's different than all the other places I've went to. And I said, the guy actually, he cared about me. And I said, the girl behind the desk, I said, it was crazy. And she was like, okay. I said, they know my name and I know their name.
Exactly.
The other people, I didn't know their name, you know? So they acted like they were put out just to deal with me, you know? So that was whenever we decided to move forward with it.
How did you justify the decision you were making, and were any sacrifice made before surgery day?
It needed to happen. You know, there was no, it was to that, because like you were talking about, back to the procrastinating part, most of the people that come in to get this done, they're not coming in and getting it done because, oh, I might have bad teeth one of these days. It's because it's time. Let's roll. Because I'd let it go long enough. So what about on your end?
I agree with you. Remember, I go back to the point of saying, was I being selfish about doing this? Then I had made up my mind, I'm going to be selfish. I deserve this. I work hard, so why not invest in me? I was like, this is, at the end of the day, this is my health. This is my life. So I was making a decision that was going to be what's best for me and being here for my kids and my family and just being able to be a better me. So that's what I pretty much dealt with. And I was just like, the night before, I couldn't sleep. I had so much anxiety and I was just ready. I was just like, let's do it. Let's just do it.
The you were intended to be.
Exactly. So, I was at the right place.
Because sometimes you forget who that person is.
Exactly.
You know, hey, I don't know about you, but, you know, as we were moving forward and making the decision and stuff, I was kind of nervous. So what about you?
Yeah. You nervous, Ricky?
I was nervous. So.
I was definitely nervous.
Because you didn't know what to expect.
Exactly.
So that's the hardest part.
My emotions was like on a roller coaster. I was excited, nervous, and on the way there, my mom kept saying, are you okay? Because I got quiet. And I was like, yeah, I'm okay. And then she was talking, and I could hear her, but I was still in the back of my mind. I was like, what have I gotten myself into?
You know, you're nervous about those things. I was still even nervous about the pain, you know, and is this going to work? Because I still had teeth in my mouth. They weren't very great, but I still had them in there.
Right.
And I was like, if this doesn't work, I'm not going to have any teeth in my mouth.
Coming up.
Next thing I remember is waking up at home.
And I was like, y'all could have told me that I cried like that.
That's a big question that people have. They're afraid of the pain.
What can I do to make this payment, offset this payment? You know, my hair done.
Mine too.
Spending that. I love it.
Stay tuned for episode 3 to hear how Ricky and Sharana tackle surgery day.